1065 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I am going to come right out and say it. I have been shamed by a child.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
A sex doll business owner in the UK is offering special bereavement service for those suffering from loneliness, where she will create a replica of your dead partner.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Right.
Sometimes they make silicone dolls.
That's right.
So that even after your spouse's or partner's passing, you can still fornicate with them.
Well, you don't necessarily have to, because she did an interview where she said, just because I make sex dolls doesn't mean you have to have sex with them.
Loneliness is a massive issue in the UK, and I think one of the most surprising aspects of this industry for me has been that really it is not all seedy and sexual. I have lots of customers that genuinely come to me. They want a doll for comfort purposes only. I think in that case, I'm fulfilling my job by providing comfort to somebody in their time of need.
Okay, those people are lying to you.
That's so sweet.
Okay, I want to know how many of these customers women, because I think that will be very telling as to what are these being used for.
I want to propose something. When I heard this story, because you don't seem to be on board with this, and that's upsetting to me. I thought you would be, but when you die, before Rain and I do, which will probably happen.
There's no way. I will absolutely outlive
all of you. When that happens, Rain and I should get a sex doll of you. Not for sexual purposes, but for comfort.
Yeah.
To sit in the studio.
That's a great idea.
To sit in that seat as a memorial. Sorry, it's emotional to me. As a memorial. We'll get a plaque made.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need a plaque if you have a sex doll of
me? We need it all. What if the sex doll's not as accurate as, what if people didn't know you? This is to last the ages.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be people that aren't even born yet and haven't heard your dulcet tones and the beautiful things that you say. So maybe they would come in and be like, you know, this is 20 years from now. What is this? Oh, read the plaque. Read the plaque. This is sex doll Katie, and we do not have sex with her, but she's here as a memorial to the Katie.
My sex doll cannot give its consent.
Well,
and one of you eventually is going to say to the other one, well, we have to see what it's like.
Okay, so first of all, you'd probably have to take the Katie sex doll home with it.
Yeah, you can't do it here.
You can't do it here.
We already have a no sex in the studio policy at work.
No coitus on the couch.
Right.
And then we could, to double down on that, we could make a rule, say, okay, no sex allowed in the studio, and also the Katie sex doll stays in the studio.
Right.
And the Katie sex doll doesn't have any openings.
That's not,
accurate.
It has to be accurate. It has to be accurate. Your mouth sure isn't sewn shut. I'm going on their website now. I thought you'd be, I'm not going to give out their website because it is rather graphic, but there are fun outfits you can buy for these dolls.
So who's going to dress me?
We'll all take turns.
Right.
It depends.
Wait, listen.
It'll be seasonal.
Yeah, your husband, Mike, will give us all your clothes.
Yes, of course.
It's got to be your clothes,
Christmas
right?
time, we'll put you in an ugly sweater.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want you guys.
For your birthday, we'll put a party on you and some sort of sash.
Right.
Okay. I'm the birthday girl.
Uh-huh.
How accurate will the body part of it be?
Very.
Very accurate.
Okay,
I mean, we're paying $4,000
yeah.
for it,
but
which
yeah.
again, I thought you'd be honored and touched by.
I was just going to say.
I don't want to be touched by it.
I was just going to say the basic model is only $1,700.
I mean, it's worth every penny.
Okay. I'd like to go back to changing my clothes.
Okay.
That would essentially be like you guys seeing me naked.
It would be like putting flowers on a headstone.
Yes.
Except,
changing the flowers.
Yes.
Except you would see a replica of my nipples.
Well, I'll close my eyes.
Right.
So who is going to explain what my underparts look like?
Well, your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so you think he's going to be on board with that?
100%.
Why? Wait, but he doesn't get the sex doll?
No.
I mean, he can get his own.
He doesn't want the sex doll. We're paying for it. It's for the studio. And right. Two, he doesn't want a
Why
sex doll.
Why wouldn't he want a sex doll?
Because he already had sex with you. What does he need?
Well, so has everybody who's buying one of their dead wife's sex dolls.
I guarantee there's nobody buying their ex-wife.
Okay, here's the other thing. I feel like somebody has to like sign off on this before they die. You can't just
sign off on it.
I will too.
You can't like no.
Signed off on a Katie sex doll for the studio.
No, okay, like, great.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
B.
All right. The ayes have it.
The ayes have it.
I feel like I should go to HR.